It's another case for Walter and Bunny. That's right, the famous detective duo who solve case after case in post-nuclear Vegas are in for another mystery. Today's harrowing adventure, a special meeting. Tonight, we have a very unique episode where Walter and Bunny aren't the main stars. Instead, we feature two down-on-their-luck detectives, Lou Lincoln and his super mutant partner, Smokey. As Walter and Bunny are reveling in their caseload, Lou and Smokey are waiting for their big break. Tonight, they get their wish.
Did you get any cases this week?
What do you think, human?
What did I tell you about talking like that?
It's intimidating and sets a terrible standard for operation.
Right. And when you looked for cases, did you speak clearly and showed intent that you weren't gonna eat them?
Definitely did.
You didn't do what we practiced.
No.
Did you scare potential clients again?
Yes.
Did you attempt to smile? You have a nice smile.
I flashed a smile at a dame, but when I did, she ran off. I think she thought I was gonna eat her.
Yeah, it doesn't help that you reek of... Ugh, Brahmin dung. Ugh, did you bathe?
Well, that's with flies.
Did you at least get any bottle caps?
Yes, I did some street magic and wowed some tourists from California.
Okay, how many bottle caps did you net us, then?
Glad you asked. Huh? Impressed?
I would be if these caps were usable.
What?
Mate, look at the brand.
Oh, crap, the Dr. Lights!
Yep, Dr. Lights. They don't accept those kinds of caps around here. After the great Ponzi scheme of the Mojave.
We solved their case, Lou.
Yeah, we did before they came and took over this area.
Who? The NCR?
No. Walter and Bunny. Those two are the best damn detectives this side of the Mojave. And what does that make us?
Gecko's uncle?
You know, it's hard to work with you sometimes. Hey, look at this.
It smells fancy,
Lilacs. It's Marjorie's special recipe perfume. This is a note from the Ultralux.
The Ultralux? Those fancy Hepcats want something to do with us?
I don't know. Look, there's a message.
What's it say?
Meet me at the front tonight. M.
Guess we need our tuxedos, then.
Can you use the one that you didn't get Brahmin blood all over it?
Damn, that was my favorite one.
Who the hell are you?
I'm Mortimer. I run reception. Come with me, gentlemen.
Did you send us this card?
Yes, I did. We need to be a bit more discreet. Follow me into my office.
I have to say, I'm shocked a swanky outfit like this hired us. Me and Smokey haven't touched a solid case in about 2 years.
We did solve the great Brahmin milk crisis last year.
No, we didn't. It was a holograph simulation we played on the terminal, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Are you two done yet?
Sorry.
Now, I'm in a bit of a pickle here.
Ain't this a glass cactus? I haven't seen one of these in...
Can you not touch anything else?
Smokey, wait outside the office.
Okay, human.
All right, what's the skinny on the job we're doing? You could have hired W&B, but instead you went with us to Gumshoes.
Yes, this is something I want to keep discreet from the dynamic duo of W&B.
Discreet, huh? That's gonna cost double the caps you were gonna pay us.
Double the caps? Who do you think you are?
Someone who's looking at a high society Epcot that needs our assistance. Did I peg that correctly?
You got me there, detective. Fine, I'll double the cap price and give you a comp meal at the Gourmand.
Well, shoot, you're giving us a free meal at the Gourmand. All right, give me the skinny on this job.
Walter and Bunny are investigating a missing person, Rachel Palmer. She's a relative of mine, and she has some proclivities that I'd prefer kept a secret.
Proclivities, huh?
Can you not smoke in here? It would upset Madame Majore.
You upper-class stiffs always amused me. You guys try to mask the world around you with all this pomp and circumstance, just so you can forget about the world around you.
You really are an ill-tempered barbarian. But you're lucky I need you.
I feel so wanted.
Do you know where Walter and Bunny is?
How am I supposed to know that?
I thought you were acquainted.
Yeah, well, you thought wrong.
I'm going to reconsider hiring you.
Where was the last place Miss Palmer was seen?
By Freeside. I'll put the coordinates on your Pip-Boy.
Then I'm headed there. See you later, Slim.
I think you should be around here.
Yeah. Be on your guard. Hey, Slick.
Well, if it ain't my two favorite loser sleuths, what can I do for you?
I'm calling in that favor you owe us.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We stole the photos of you and one of Mr. House's servo bots. I don't think you'd be fond of knowing what we caught you doing.
Alright, cool it with the talk. What do you Hepcats want to know?
Rachel Palmer. Does that name have any meaning to you?
Palmer? Nah, I don't. That's one skirt I wouldn't mind being under.
That's someone's daughter you're talking about.
Calm the big guy down, Lou.
I kinda like when he gets mad.
Put me down! Put me down!
I want some info. Now.
Okay, I seen the dame.
Where did you see her?
She used to be a tag-along with the cons, but last I heard, she upgraded who she hung out with.
Keep talking.
I don't know anything else, I swear!
Put him down, Smokey. You scared this man stupid. He's not singing anymore. You did pretty well there.
Really?
Yeah, I think my lessons are finally nailing into your head.
It's the only stuff you ramble about that I listen to.
And where would you be without my etiquette classes?
What etiquette? You barely knew what a soup spoon or a salad fork was.
I taught you the Lou Lincoln way. I taught you how to talk and walk like me.
I think that's why people scream anytime they see us.
They scream because they see your efforts of a smile and think you're gonna eat them.
No, it's probably because you look like a crazy preacher with that dirty trench coat you got on.
It's the style! Something you wouldn't know about. This is a pre-war trench coat. It's in vogue.
It certainly smells like one.
See, this is why I hate working with you.
Likewise.
You're here. Did you wash your boots? Madame Majore would have your head if you tracked mud from that filthy freeside.
Who's the quarry?
I'm afraid I have to add more to your list.
I thought I only had Walter and Bunny.
You'll have to add Lou Lincoln and his cretin of a partner, Smokey.
Lincoln? I got a score to settle with him.
Do you?
Yeah. He got me locked up at Outpost 13. So, this will be fun.
The usual fee, then.
Yeah. What do you want with the bodies afterwards?
Give me Detective Camry and Bunny. Mr. Camry has exquisite cheekbones, and his squeeze has velvet skin that's soft to the touch. They will both go well on the menu. Don't go after Lou and Smokey just yet. Let them find Walter and Bunny first. Let me give you their coordinates. I placed a tracker on them when they came here. These peasants won't know what hit them.
Well, if it isn't Lady Jervis.
You two idiots again. I ask for one damn favor, and you'll lord it over my head.
We'll be lording a lot more than a favor if you don't talk.
You really have that angry madman look down pat. Bravo.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, all you need to do is not bathe and brush your teeth.
See, I told you, Luna, if I did that...
She's being sarcastic with you, Smokey.
Well, if you want some chin music...
I ain't scared of ya. You guys and me saw the last time we met, so I'm gonna pretend that little smelly muty didn't just try to intimidate...
Fine. Then have you seen this dame?
Rachel Palmer. Yeah, I know her. The chick used to be a real chippy, a real blue chipper. Then she got hooked on some jet, and she wasn't the same after that.
Yeah, I got word from a stoolie that she don't hang out with your crew no more. Is that true?
Yeah, it's true. She used to come down here every Friday and had this place lit up. She would sing, and the rest of the bar were drawn to her.
She sounds like a real swell gal. But she's gone missing.
Wait, Rachel is missing?
Yeah, last seen a few days ago. From what I read on my Pip-Boy, she was leaving some swanky party when she was abducted.
This all sounds brand new to me.
Does it?
What are you thinking, Smokey?
If Walter and Bunny were on this case, you know they would have been here.
That's right. We could find out what they're working on.
Let's take a look at the NCR open case database.
Hey, take a look at this.
Missing person cases.
Come to think of it, we were interrogated by Camry and Bunny last week. Had one of ours gone missing.
You couldn't have led with that?
I like to keep y'all on your toes.
So Rachel left your crew and began to hang out with a more wealthy crew.
Yeah, she stopped hanging out with us for a month now. She found a new, more swanky crew to hang with.
What did they look like?
Dunno. All I know is that they hung around the strip. Some were called the Ultralux.
Ultralux? Did one of her friends look like this?
Yes, I saw them together about a month ago. Something called the White Glove Society.
We need to go. Thanks for the help. What in the hell did we get involved in, Smokey?
Something big. This is way over our heads.
We need to figure out what we got ourselves into.
Yeah. Let's head back to the office and research a bit.
Yeah, sure. All of this seems hollow.
Hollow?
Yeah. The White Gloves, it seems, all too sanitized their history. There's no mention of pre-strip founding. Even the Khans had a footprint we could follow.
Wait a minute. I know their symbol.
You do?
Those faces on the logo. If you reverse them upside down, they remind me of a tribe near the underground caves I dwelled in.
Do you remember how to get there?
I do. We're gonna need a ride there.
Got any bottle caps?
Nope.
We could barter with Slick to borrow his car.
You think Slick would give it to us?
Show him your teeth and huff and puff. He'll have no choice but to accept.
That was easier than expected.
Easier? You punched out 5 kings and now we're vilified in Freeside.
But we got the car, didn't we?
I said to intimidate. What the hell were you doing talking like one of them?
I thought you said imitate. Solved our cap problem.
How? Did you swallow a piece of the muffler and you're planning on taking them to kangaroo court?
Actually, I found a ton of caps in their glove compartment.
Ah, damn, Smokey. We're rich. I count at least 3,000 caps in here.
We can finally pay off old man Torgo.
Thank God. I wasn't keen on joining in this cult. We already had those Adam freaks recruit us.
Yeah. He also has that weird walk and way of talking that freaked us out.
It's always the master this, the master that. He walked like a crippled goat, too. I haven't had a good laugh like this in a while.
We needed it.
Hey, is this the cave?
Yeah, pull in there.
I saved these two for when we solve a special case.
You know, since I solved this case, I want the lion's share of the reward.
Smokey, we're going against the client. There won't be a reward.
You don't know that. We can be hailed as heroes.
Yeah, that's about as likely as us winning at the Gamora.
You're such a pessimist.
You haven't seen me at my grouchiest.
I have! You were asking for your rubber pit boy when you were in the bath last night.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Hey,
we'll return to our mystery after this. Today's episode was supported by the lovely Patreon members over at A-Bomb Radio. To our second-tier Dear Listener members, Joel Jackal, Nick Bailey, Tim Roth, ODST Hero, Mike Tyson, The Donnie Difference, Don McCormick, Brandon Cullison, Jorge Vega, Maximilian Trox, Austin T. Rogers, Hodgepodge the Cardboard Wolf, Jackson Little, Shannon Dale White, Pamela Schmeckpepper, Skygon, Van Hoffenheimer, Joseph Washer, Dean Colapoy, JPM, Joshua Riley, Taylor O'Connor, Desmond Irons, Undercover Squirrel, Jordan Dickey, and Theodore. We hope you find the biggest stash of Nuka-Cola ever. You too can become part of this wonderful brotherhood by signing up at patreon.com/abombradio. And now, back to our story.
Hey, come on, snap out of it.
I don't feel so good.
Wait, this should be good. Use it.
What if our attacker returns and hits you? You wouldn't last.
I don't care, just use it.
I can't, I don't want you to...
I was tasked with hunting you and Walter and Bunny. I know you two morons didn't find them, but I can always tell Mortimer they escaped. You boys really think I can't see in the darkness? I got a high-powered Gatling laser. Come on now. And maybe I'll go easy on you.
Whoever's entering, it's all clear.
Thank you. Is it safe to come inside?
Should be.
I know that person behind the rock. Lou Lincoln, is that you?
Hey, Bunny. What are you two spotlight hogs doing here?
We're investigating a lead on a few missing persons cases, and we...
We traced it back to the origins of the White Glove Society.
Walter, stop having a think-off with Lou.
Listen, we're just trying to solve a missing persons case, too. You guys ever heard of Rachel Palmer? That's who we're looking for, but we're starting to suspect there's something more to this White Glove Society.
This cave here is where I think their origins lie. You guys follow us.
Walter, we got no other leads. Might as well follow them.
I was afraid you'd say that, Bunny. What was that?
A skeleton, Walter.
There's a lot of them.
There's hundreds of them here. All varying shapes and sizes. From elderly down to child-sized. What the hell is going on here?
You see the symbols nearby?
Yeah, I see them. They look like teeth.
Reverse the teeth upside down and see what it looks like.
The White Glove Society logo.
I always thought they were a myth. There was an old legend from the commune I came from. Long ago, before the founding of the Strip, we were all divided by tribes, each one leaving vaults at a different time, each bringing in a new culture, language, and beliefs. You had the Brotherhood of Steel, Enclave, Vipers, Jackals, and others, There was one tribe who was rumored to have kidnapped any stragglers from others, and they would devour their flesh. I think the White Glove Society are descendants of that tribe.
So we're dealing with cannibals?
Yes, and we're on the menu.
We need to head to the Ultralux.
Agreed. You guys can come too. We'll need all the help we can get.
No. I'm not doing this.
You can't just walk away now, dammit.
And you can't just waltz in here and steal our case.
I'm not here to steal a case. We're here to work together.
You can take such notions and shove it up your ass.
Now you listen to me. I'm getting sick and tired of your woe is me act. Every time I run into you, it's nothing but how much I've ruined your life.
You know damn well what you did. You ruined my reputation! You trashed my office all so you could get ahead!
And you were falsifying evidence to indict criminals!
I never did! I was framed!
Where's the evidence?
The NCR set me up! I was hot on the tail of No-Nose Malone till he called some favors from your NCR and they smeared my name! With your help! But you don't care about the fine details. All you care about is solving cases, right? You don't consider the damage you've done.
Can we have a moment here, Walter and Bunny?
Sure thing.
What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. I'm just mad this glory hog is here.
That's not bothering you. It's something much more. You have the look in your eye again.
Oh, that look. I'm that obvious, huh?
It's why I always beat you in poker.
I'm just afraid that we'll fail again and become even more of a laughingstock. I'm just tired of being made fun of. I just want to have our prestige restored.
Don't you think by helping them solve this, we can restore our reputations?
Yeah, we can.
Why did you become a detective?
What?
Why did you want to do this?
To help people. To help solve puzzles that others can't. I remember my first case that I solved. The missing child case. I remember the look of the mom and dad when I brought their kid back.
Exactly. And let's solve this mystery for that. No glory, no adulation. Let's have the satisfaction of putting away some rich folks abusing their power.
How do you always know the right things to say?
Because you did the same for me when we first met. You told me I can be more than I was. I hold on to that.
You're just a big softy on the inside. I knew that the moment I saw you.
The moment you saw me, I recall you screaming loudly because you saw a super mutant staring at you.
You really know how to spoil a moment.
It's also what I'm good at.
Detectives Camry and Bunny, may we have a word with you?
No. We're here to question Mortimer.
Well, sir, you are tracking in mud from your boots, and if you may follow...
Put it on our tab.
We have other inquiries for you, Detective. Our boss would like a word with you as well.
She can wait.
All right, then. I'll let her know. Madame Maggiore doesn't like being stood up.
Walter, we'll go see her.
Listen, you. It's up to the both of you to solve this case. You guys know what to do, right?
You can count on us.
Where do we start?
The Gourmand. Let's see if we can shake things up.
Want to play a game first?
Why not?
Didn't know the mob would still carry a Grognak the Barbarian slot machine. Do the honors, Smokey. Maybe our luck is changing. Let's head over to the Gourmand.
Mm.
May I help you?
Yeah, help us to a table.
For two, preferably. You two want a table?
Yeah. What's so funny about that?
You two look lost. Perhaps you wanted a table at the Gamora.
Maybe your ears aren't too good, Slick. We want a table for two.
Listen, folks that look like the two of you don't belong in a place like this.
What did you say?
That you two couldn't afford anything in here and you both are in the wrong casino.
Well, if that's the case, Mr. House would love to hear how you kicked out two of his adjusters.
Adjusters?
Yeah, we were sent by Mr. House to analyze everything. That also means the food.
Hey, let me call up the front of the house.
No need. Me and my partner are leaving. I can see that we're not wanted. Mr. House will love to know about this.
I'm sorry. Is there anything I can do to make up for this?
You don't want to seat us. Give us a free room at least, and prepare a table for us later.
Okay, I can do that. Just don't tell anybody, okay?
Not a problem.
That was brilliant. You really took what I taught you.
I did the opposite of what you taught me.
I hate you.
We need to figure out how to get back in the kitchen. We played our hand. Oh. Wear this!
I really hate you. Did I mention that? Hey, Big Boss says you're needed up front.
She said that?
Yeah, something about a receptionist malfunctioning.
Huh.
Fancy digs. Damn, looks like I'm out of time.
To all patrons of the Ultralux, due to repairs and unforeseen circumstances, we must ask you evacuate the Ultralux immediately. We thank you for your understanding.
I have the detectives distracted. Did you find the two morons?
I found the mutie. He put up a fight, but I subdued him.
You didn't kill him?
Nah. He's in the meat locker. Mutie blood goes for a lot of bottle caps.
Find his partner, then. No loose threads.
Yes, sir.
Smokey!
I'm tired of playing around. I'm going to cut you like a pig, Lou.
Smokey! Smokey!
Over here!
You got the jump on me. He came at me fast.
I got him.
This isn't over yet.
That should do it.
Maybe we can get some dinner.
I doubt we can do that. We'll get that over there.
What the hell?
I figured out what they're doing in here. These folks haven't changed.
They're still cannibals. We need to alert someone.
You don't think Mr. House doesn't know? They all know. Price of doing business. 8 folks that nobody cares about, status quo maintained. Besides, who's gonna believe us?
We'll tell Walter and Bunny. They'll do something.
They'll do nothing. They report to the NCR. Who do you think they report to?
So we're just gonna walk away and pretend nothing happened.
We have a scapegoat. That's how they're gonna spin this. You know it.
So what do we get from all this?
We solved a mystery.
Let's go find Walter and Bunny then.
Thank you guys for your help.
We couldn't have caught Barnabas without you.
Where is he going?
Outpost 13. It's where the worst of the worst is held.
And what's he being tried for?
Aggravated murder, desecration of a corpse, and the charges just keep stacking up.
What about Mortimer?
We suspect he's involved in this too, but nothing we can do.
I'm sorry, guys.
Will you keep investigating?
Yes, we will. We don't let a case like this die.
We will take down the White Glove Society. But we need time.
Good luck with that, Walter. You know, I think we underestimated each other.
We have. I shouldn't have dismissed your abilities.
And I shouldn't have thought you were just chasing the bottle caps and fame. I think we should call a truce.
Truce. It was a pleasure to work with you two.
What's next for you two?
We've been around this area for so long that we're gonna go explore around us.
We could use a change of scenery.
I'm happy for you guys. Y'all stay safe.
You stay safe as well. I know how much of a pain Walter can be. If you need us, we'll be there.
We might need help on a follow-up to the White Glove Society.
We'll be there. But for now, we're taking a holiday.
Enjoy. What do you fellows want?
Well, seeing as we helped solve a case, we thought we should get a reward.
Well, yes, of course.
This is it, Smoke. We're gonna hit it big.
We requested a Gold Star commendation for you both from the NCR higher-ups.
How many bottle caps do we get for that?
Wait, you guys think you'll get paid for this?
We should have let you get eaten, Camry. Let's get out of here, Smokey.
Wait, we did arrange something for you.
You did?
It's not much, but we managed to sweet-talk the upper brass into signing over possession of Barnabas's bike to both of you. We even modified the size to help accommodate Smokey. It's an outpost not too far off.
Thank you. Come on, Smokey, let's get out of here.
Here's the bike. Enjoy.
I can't believe this.
What?
We get to finally travel. Maybe establish another life somewhere. Aren't you excited?
I am, but where are we going?
I vote we go to Boston. I heard the East Coast is semi-stabilized.
I vote for California. I want to get a tan.
But you're already...
Wanna flip a cap?
Why not?
Logo side up, we go to Boston. Bottom, we go to California. To California we go.
There's no one else I'd rather travel with.
The master says he wants the caps you owe him.
Hey, we'll have it by next week. Same exact location, same time.
The master has to think about that. If you're lying, there is no way out. No way out.
Of course we're not lying. We wouldn't want the master to get mad.
The master is pleased with this solution, and he'll look forward to seeing you next time.
This has been another hair-raising episode of True Vault Escapades. A special meeting was written by Joshua L. Belmonte and produced by Preston Harden. Edited and mixed by Ethan Walsh. In our cast, Walter Camry was voiced by Eric Huffman. Bunny by Crystal Romero. Lou by Torian Brackett. Smokey by Matthew Bentley. Mortimer by Rob Galbadon. Barnabas and various voices by Joshua L. Belmonte, Slick by Marcus Michaud, and Jervis by Jelana Kusi. You can support this podcast by giving us a rating and sharing it with your friends. Everything from our Discord, social media, and official Patreon can be found below in this episode's description. Remember, we have a Fallout 4 radio mod for both Nexus mod users and for Bethesda.net. Be sure to tune in next time!
You've been listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.
Hello, Vault Dwellers. Join me, Jaxus, Sassy Lady Roamer, Eric, and the creator, Maverick, as we take topics from the Fallout universe and discuss them with other diverse individuals. We can be found wherever you listen to your podcast. You can follow us on YouTube. You can also find us on Twitter, or X, or whatever you want to call it, using @FalloutRTD. You can send us an email using falloutrtd@gmail.com. Join us. The conversation has already started.